a child will, and on up to be just good and grown and matured, and then maybe then he'll quit having it and can just touch it or rub it on his hand and it won't break out on him.
Hmm.
You call it outgrowing it.
Well, what about berries? You have any kind of berries that grow?
Oh yeah, we have a whole bunch of berries in our deep freeze right there. Berries that we put up that my son picked out in there, right out in the woods. Just picked them, went out in the woods and picked them in the spring of the year. Usually along about, we have mayberries and dewberries. We have what we call a dewberry that go right down on the ground, just runs right down in the grass and right on the ground. And it's the earliest berry that we have is a dewberry. And then we have what we call a mayberry. It's more or less runs a little more and runs up on bushes and things more than a dewberry. Well, a dewberry don't hardly run on anything. And then later on, then we have a blackberry. It just has a dense growth of vines and smaller berries. And it's later. It's about the last berry we have in the wild berries. Of course, we have tame berries, too, but I'm speaking of wild berries. Tame berries, that's berries that you raise around your garden and stuff like that. You set out in your garden or on your fence rows around your garden, anywhere you want to put them. You know, it's a row of tame berries.
What kind of tame berries do you grow
around? I don't know. I don't know what's the name of them.
Those red ones?
No, they're usually dark, you know, blue or black. And you talking about color?
Yes.
Of course, they're red. They're first green and then red and then blue or black. You know, when they're matured there, when they're ready to eat, they're either blue or black.
Does your wife ever make shortcake and put some kind of tame berries on that?
Well, I don't know about tame berries. She makes these regular old mixed dewberry pies. She's just made hundreds and hundreds of those dewberry pies. They use a flour mixture, you know, and a crust and the berries. And then, of course, the sugar and stuff like that and make a dewberry pie. It's wonderful.
What about strawberries, something like that?
Well, she made those strawberry shortcakes, or whatever you call it, you know, put mixture in them, you know.
Do they grow here?
Strawberry? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had them right out in this little garden. Yeah, raise them right up there and pick them and eat them.
And do you have any of those little berries that are almost black, but they're sort of like a strawberry, you know, they're tame. They don't grow wild around here. Raspberries or something?
No, we don't have any raspberries, and I don't think they grow any raspberries around here. Now, they might. Some people might, but I never did see any growing.
You know, along the creeks around here, down in the bottoms, are there any of those big flowering bushes that have big pink or white flowers on them? Beautiful flowers, you know, dark green, waxy leaves.
Well, I can't think of them right now. We may have them.
You ever heard of a laurel or a spoonwood or something like that?
No, not around here. I don't believe we have any plant around here with that name.
What about up in the mountains?
Well, I never was out, and it was enough. The only time I was up in the mountains would be out in the fall of the year in the early winter, you know, out in West Texas, and that's the only mountains I've ever been in, only just going through the country, maybe through mountains sometime on a train or a plane or something.
So, have you ever heard of rhododendron or mountain laurel?
No. I don't know much about these mountain plants because I've never been around them enough, you know. Most of the time I was around in the mountains at all, it was in the fall of the year when stuff was dormant, you know.
Do people grow plants just for pretty things? You know, there's big trees around here that have big dark green waxy leaves, big white flowers on them. Kind of prickly seed pod is a big white.
Well, I believe you think about magnolia.
Do they grow them?
Yeah, yeah, we have those magnolias here, lots of them. And they have beautiful trees, have those great big old white blossoms, you know. And they grow large, real large, and a big green slick leaf. We have them, they just grow out here wild, just come up from the seed and grow wild in the woods, magnolia trees. I don't believe I've got any magnolias on my place.
You know, if you wanted to make up your mind about something, make a decision about something, but you wanted to ask your wife too, is there any other way of saying that other than I want to ask my wife?
I'd have to consult with my wife about it.
But
consort.
But referring to your wife, is any other way of saying my wife?
Well, my better half. A lot of people say better half. when they never talk good about the wife. I got to talk to my better half about it. Or the old woman.